Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You can send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And I think we should play them even as we talk. From Isaac Mpile.
Ngibingelele ku Babu Ray. Ngibingelele nawiyo iphaneli yakho yonke.
Hallelujah.
Isihloko sanamhlanje is very interesting. Ukuzithoba. Mfundisi uRay ukhulume ngevesi libaluleke kakhulu olukhotile ngaphambilini ukuthi uJesu wathela amanzi esintsheni wase ugeza izinyawo zabafundi bakhe. I so wish ukuthi nathi singaba na that act of humility kulawo maposition esiyowabambile, whether it is in a department noma ikuphi. Ubaba Motha uzanguzisiyama ngithi yena ungumphathi, ma umphathi, act of humility is something that will definitely be observed ukuthi unayo noma unayo. Ivesi engifuna ukuphekisa ngalo kulapha kuGenesis chapter 45 lapho sibona uJosefa meceda kukhala isebe bawunile abafowabo wababiza wathi sondelani kimina. Kwathi sebesondele wathi mina uJosefa umfowenu loyo namdayisa eGibhithe. So kusho ukuthi ke irrespective of all the bad things that they have done to him ma ubuka nje position yakhe uJosepha by then waye umphathi wayesikhulu lapha endlini kaFaro. Kodwa ke he showed that act of humility when he sees his brothers agabanga nomoya omubi bokuziphindiselela ngaleyo nto bayenza kuye.
Yeah.
Iyo nje ivese ngifuna ukuphekisa ngayo. Ngiyabonga abafundisi bami, ngiyabonga. Babre.
Thank you so much. But Isaac, inkosi ikubuse ngendlela esimanga. Seventh of the Most High. Siyabonga nje kakhulu. And of course, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu. Ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Hello, Pastor Ray.
Hey.
It's Jacob. Jacob Kumalo. Please pray for me, Pastor Ray. I have a lot of problems. I'm struggling and there's a lot happening, so I'm fighting with a lot of people, and when I don't talk, I don't talk back, I don't shout at them, I keep quiet. They also I hate them. If I don't want to talk to them, they say I hate them. I'm trying to run away kuthi ngingalwi nabantu every day, but I'm struggling. I have a lot of enemies. Please pray for me. I'm really struggling.
Jacob, I pray for you. May the favor of the Father be upon you, and may it be extended even from mankind. Just as Joseph grew up in the favor of both the Elohim and of man, I speak peace upon your life in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, and a favor also of love upon you in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Kuphi nakuphi la nikhona khona ngiyanibingelela egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Ngiyanibingelela bafundisi lapha e-studio. Hawu, salute but Sipho, salute Babu Motha. Ah, but Ray, ngiyabingelela egameni lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu. Siyabonga isihloko esimnandi kangaka, siyabonga.
Ukhohlutsha.
Humanity, Pastor Ray. Ngisho noma kubuhlungu ngisho kumnandi intobeko ihlezi khona sayithola indoda kaNkuluNkulu uJobe ubhekane nechallenge kepha akuphumi lobuntu akuphumi lenhlonipho akuphumi lokwehla uthi asiyomukela okuhle kuphela kufanele nokubuhlungu sikumukele amazwi angaveli kumuntu ongathobekanga ngoba nangabe ungathobekanga sokuvela ubuhlaza bakho kuphuma ubuntu ngoba ubuntu buNkulunkulu original abufake kithi so intobeko ila kuvela khona i-original le nkulunkulu asifuna siyiyo ngoba la Jesu lithi iBhayibheli wathula phambi kwabagundi hayi banjengemvu ephambi kwabagundi akashongo nezwe lilodwa yilento asifuna siba yiyo original umuntu de wamfuna ngakhona mfuna makathobekile ma ungathobekanga uxabana noNkulunkulu and okuhle angeke ubambe akuveli okuhle sibona uKhayini ngoba bese kuphuphela ubuntu ayisilwane ngothi makuphuma ubuntu ungena ubulwane makuphuma humanity kungena buanimal udelela noNkulunkulu ngothi bangenayo intobeko uthi ungenze ngaba umlindi kamfowethu na
hey mada
sekukhuluma uNkulunkulu umdali wakhe akubuyi lenhlonipho ngoba sewunobulwane ubulwane buyavuka nangabe sikhipha humanity ubuntu okuwuNkulunkulu ngiyabonga kakhulu angisho kummeno fopho eziholi ukuthi asenzeni ubuntu siye lapha yani ngoApril so support wa Pastor Ray asambeni siyoyenza ubuntu sithobeni nje asithobeni asehleni madoda senkangala ningizwile sengikhulumile sengishilo ngiyabonga Pastor Ray ngiyabonga bafundisi baba amen.
Ayabona uBishop ukudala abantu bayangihlula kuloku ngibacela kungcono ngibacela emsakazweni.
Emsakazweni.
Yeah. Ah, siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga Bishop, hayi siyabonga Nkosi yami. You and I have always been together, my friend. Don't worry. Sisonke. We take your calls. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela.
Hey, sawubona brother. Hey, my brother, kunjani? Ngiyabonga kakhulu inkosi yethu Jesu Kristu.
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Ah, siyaphila futhi man.
Awuzeke.
Ngibulise nebandla lapho ngicela ngomfundisi uKhadebe nomfundisi uJabulani Dominic nomfundisi uMotha.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, my brothers. Hey, topic humility, brother. Humility ukuthi sizehlise. Sinikele zonke izimpi zethu uJesu Kristu. Asilwele zona.
Yeah.
Ngoba izwe lizosukumeza brother.
Yes.
Ngeke bayeke. Brother ukusukumeza ngoba thina sekukhanyeni bona basebunyameni. Ngoba kufanele benze njalo. Ngoba imuva kwabo there's that power, dark power ba driver yo brother uSatan ubathumelana. Even from our families kuzoba khona abasilinga. Your brother. Is humility to create confidence in Jesus Christ. the source of our authority.
Amen.
Because apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
Mm.
Humility is to be depending on the power of the Holy Spirit, doing God's will, by the way, not our own will. Humility is not putting our confidence in the flesh and not be wise in our own, trusting in our Lord with all our hearts, by the way.
Mm.
Humility is to know that when the position a position, zinenjabulo isikhashana lezi nto brazil.
Yes.
Ngoba yonke ziyandlula afterward. Loko amanga asezweni. We must sacrifice these things because these are temporary and humble ourselves to gain the eternal one from it. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu anibusise, to God be the glory.
All the time. Uphujabula e-studio muni. Ngiyamuzwa usounda kahle njalo.
Ngiyamuzwa usounda kahle kabi umfowethu lapho mani. UNkulunkulu ambusise.
Amen. Mabhilakazi akubusise nomndeni wakho wonke kakhulu. Siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga my brother. God bless you and your family too.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're touching base with you on this, the issue of humility, what it is even all about. Thank you for the WhatsApps that you're sending in. And, of course, we will play them. We will play them. All of them, I tell you, just after this.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Okay, sesi dlalile ke le. Sengathi ngena kwesibili. Mfundisi Enoch.
Good evening. I'm so glad, pastors, that you brought an important topic. This topic is important because even the Lord Jesus himself gave a teaching on this topic in the book of Luke chapter 14 verse 10. He said that whenever you are invited, maybe at a feast or a wedding, you should not go for the highest seats. Rather take, you know, the lower seat and wait maybe for people to take you to a place where you belong. So with this in mind, I think it's much better to be, not to think highly of ourselves. People should rather honor us and exalt us instead of us, you know, putting ourselves in the highest positions. It should be people that should, you know, exalt us, not ourselves exalting ourselves. I think this should always be in our minds, to be always humble and let others, you know, honor us or put us in positions where they think we belong. This is something the Lord Jesus taught, and I think it's important for us as believers to always stay humble. God bless you.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you say of these. It happens much of the times that we see the very aspect of, if one can put it quite across, of quite a lot of people who speak about humility, but it not coming quite right. And I believe that we are learning together with regards to this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, let's listen to, I think Ubabongani sent us something earlier on. Let's listen to him.
Sakubona mfundisi Ray nabafethu labo bangamagesti ke nabo bonke abalaleli be Radio Pulpit isihloko ukuthobeka. Sifunda incwadini Proverbs 15 verse 33. Ukumesaba uJehova kungukulaywa kokuhlakanipha. Ukuthobeka kuyandulela udumo. Singafunda ke kusahluko 18 verse 12. Proverbs 22:4, umvuzo wokuthobeka kokumesaba uJehova uyingcebo nodumo nokuphila. Umvuzo ke otholwa ke ngokuthwala nengcebo yawo nodumo lwayo kuyedlula ukuphila akutholakali ke kubantu, kutholakala kuJesu Kristu vo. Esifundeni 2 Corinthians chapter 6:10, njengabadukileyo kepha siyathokoza njalo, njengabampofu kepha sicebisa abaningi, njengabanganalutho kanti sinakho konke. 2 Corinthians chapter 8:9, ngokuba niyawazi umusa wenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu ukuthi nakuba ecebile wabampofu ngenxa yenu ukuze ngobumpofu bakhe nicebe nina. Philippians chapter 2:8-9, wathi efunyenwe engumuntu ngesimilo wazithobisa elalela ke kwaze kwaba sekufeni kwesiphambano. Verse 9, ngalokho ke uNkulunkulu wamphakamisa kakhulu wamnika igama eliphezu kwamagama onke. Acts 20:19, ngikhonza inkosi ngakho konke ukuthobeka nangezinyembezi nangokulingwa, wangehlela ke ngamacebo abaJuda. 3, wahlala khona izinyanga ezintathu abaJuda sebenzile icebo ngaye esazokumuka ngomkhumbi ukuya eSamaria, wazimisela ke ukubuyela emuva edabula iMakedoniya. Acts 9:23-24, sekudlulile izinsuku eziningi abaJuda benza icebo lokuba bambulale, kepha icebo labo laziwa nguSawulu. Bamhlalela ke ngasemasangweni imini nobusuku ukuba bambulale. Hey bathandekayo, kuyenzeka ke lokhu ke okwavelela ke uPaula. Abantu ke bakuzingele, bakulalela unyendle, wena ke uzithobile ke uzikhandla ke usebenzela ke inkosi. Kwaba seyifesu chapter 5:21. I-constitution ke le kaNkulunkulu, hayi ke le democracy, kodwa ke i-theocracy, i-democracy ke le enamalungelo ke abantu, ayifani ke nale kaNkulunkulu uthi nithobelane ngokumesaba uKristu. Abafazi 22, abafazi mabathobele amadoda abo kungathi kukuyo inkosi. Hayi ke abafazi ukuthi ke bahambe bethobela wonke amadoda, kodwa ke bethobele amadoda abo. Kodwa ke kuyisimanga utholeke abafazi emabandleni bathobela ke abefundisi ke nabe leadership, uma befika ke emakhaya bedeleleke abayeni babo, uma ke besemsebenzini ke bathobeleke amanye amadoda ke, uma befika ke emakhaya badeleleke abayeni babo. Asifundeni ke encwadini ke 1 Petrus 5:5, ngokunjalo nina basha thobelani amalunga, kepha ke nonke yembathani ukuthobeka, nithobelane ngokuba uNkulunkulu umelana nabazindlayo, kepha abathobekileyo ubapha umusa. Le ngeyamadoda, ithi amadoda athandeke umkabo, bangahambi ke bethanda bonke ke abafazi ke emgwaqeni, kodwa ke abaqale ke ngokuthanda ke amakhosikazi abo. Kwaba siyofunda ke lokhu encwadini yabe Efeso chapter 4:25-32, Philippians chapter 2:3, ningenzi lutho ngombango nangodumo lwezwe, kepha ngokuthobeka nishaye sengathi abanye bakhulu kunani. Hayi, kodwa ke lokhu akwenzeki ke namhlanje, bona ke emabandleni balwela ke ikhundla baze beyisane ke einkantolo, kushaywe ke ama left right uppercut hook, kungabazalwane sebefana ke nabe ipolitiki. Ivesi lokugcina Galatians 5:26, masingafuni udumo oluze, siqalana sifelane umhawu. Angibonga uNkulunkulu, anibusiseke nonke, amen.
Hallelujah, siyabonga nje kakhulukazi inkosi, kubusise nawe baba.
News with a kingdom perspective. Listen to Spectrum Fridays from 4 p.m. on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Now let me bring this to you, Jabu. The word in Proverbs chapter 16 verse 19 says, better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoils with the proud. What's your take?
Thank you very much, my friend, you know. And also just maybe let me praise God for what the listeners are saying.
Yeah.
It really shows, you know, how they are dwelling deeper in the subject, like humility, you know, especially the message that you just play from Mfundisi Ubongani. We really thank God. So just to add indeed, we will not be able to share the spoil with the proud, you know. It means God will not be able to really actually.
I think Fage Ukoko Abingele. I'm going to say studio, man.
Amen.
Uko.
Man baruti ba ke tsale tume tsakale bisola tso Christe mo studio.
Tshabela koko.
Ei wa tsa marate o ke le gopotseng ka gona.
Eish.
A fika tswa ke reka le radio.
Ah.
Sentse tshuba ke ken tsai tshuba ke table vele. A kre tshubile ke radio tsa ka tsai tshu. Ya no ke sa ene se ka mo khokela gopotseng ke gopotse le bahle ka bo protlo go go tseng. Ei mar baruti ba ka a tsa kwa le Linkshumayelo next Friday ke a ipala mara ke tota ka lena mara ke ke tlang ke a tshepisa gore ke tla romela ngwana yo ntebella radio mo makuleng mo.
Okay koko mana.
Ya ke tlo khono kwa mana ke khono fola.
Hey
hai ke tla ba ka wela maganong a diphiri mana ba ba renga ai ya bona namhlanje lana ke vele sentjela nokuthi ngempela u 2024 ba shumela ka di blessing fela ke thaitsa batho ba kukula what ai man ba di mexica go fela man pastor re ka mo ba di mexica go fela le yena muruti wa ke ya bereka ng mining ke mang
sipopolo
paulo ai man
jabulani ka mo studio
nye khile ka tsa kwa le voice ka bona
jabuka mo studio ka tsheko
yebo gogo ngiphakathi la emsakazweni. Amen.
Awu mara lokho useduze nami ke kube uyafika la kimi mo.
Yebo gogo yebo.
Siyayinosinyana isemine lapho ku rate. Uza ngithengela phela i-airtime kule phone lengifona ngayo.
Thathe at least something yasemine igolide nyana.
Amen.
Igolide nyana isemine. Phela makusaye uthuru khuleka ngamandla ngazi nokuthi Uso kopela muruti wa go kopana o kamala ke tla sa mokoti kopana le dipela di falla ke tsantsa rapela gagolo.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ah o muruti wa kwa o amen. Go tsho khoi fedilo. Pastor right wa kwa a bulela a re amen.
Yeah.
Ke be ka tsumikele.
Ngeni.
A be ka tsinya. Nya kubongela mfundisi wa me.
Amen.
Wa malahle nguka yena ka nonkolo ta malahla na.
Ke na jabu shumo.
O ke tsa o a se sipo.
Eh sipo kwa go mining. Sipo Paulo.
O kwa go mining. O wa mala senga sala a ne la ga iwad.
Yeah.
Mo tsho re mo ne lo lautso fe tso la ke le nga ne la ka ona re ka e tsai.
Yeah.
Ke sa mele ga api ka malahla
tu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wa
go
kwa o a go kwa.
Yeah, yeah.
Wa go kwa ne. A wa marantsa mele ke tla bona ga ire ting ting mo go phone kwa nkere.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Ai di ke tsang
ke tla mo fa di number tsa hao ke tlo mo fa di number tsa hao go
o rano reka a nreke le data o kana mo fa tsa WhatsApp o mo fa le tsona ke di number tsa ka
ya kuku.
Amen.
Mara ai ka bana ba nna ba sale right ka go fela batswalwana
awa ba sale right kuku man
ha o tumi se yana modimo man ya radi le go pele wa tsela
ka nnete
ai pastor re o bu o tumi se ka mpa re ka mang ka ba mpole mang le pastor mrake
ke tlo ba dumedisa koko.
Amen. Ai
ba dume so ba gore dike ke bikaka ya gore kore ka radio ne.
Mm.
Ya nga tsholo ng mamelela ba fundisi ba thulo mnyaka mnyaka wa khoma blessing. Uya fika lana ai angifuni kuzimamela zwe. Mina wa tsabu mina ng mameli shuma le ithi bonga lo mphefumulo uNkulunkulu akuboleke wona.
Amen. Yebo gogo.
Ya, sibonga wona. Ngoba nyazi thuma blessing azo azozela nje mase ngazi nokuthi uNkulunkulu uextend iminyaka yami. Iminyaka yami ngisazophila mani uNkulunkulu wami.
Ngizophila
ngizoyenza 109 ugogo wami uphile 109 mina ngizoyenza 1010.
Yeah man, hallelujah.
Yeah man.
Amen. Yo ke le rata ka le rata la ba kuranta le ntumelisetse go mapostolo Paulo se ka mo maine le motse go rawa le yena la tlhalatlhele ntshonyi ka ba ne tsa buke wa moye ke tsore amen a
no ke tla motsa ko go re a leboga.
Thank you koko se bona ka kholo koko.
Amen. Mo di male place le bana ba le na ne.
Thank you koko lo na o belwana.
All right, bye.
Bye. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Jabu, we interrupted.
No, thanks very much, my friend. But I think this was a very important call.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
From the elderly person, yes. our Koko.
All the
time. Siyakuthanda kakhulu nathi Koko. Siyakuthanda Koko.
Kakhulu.
Siyakuthanda ngothando likaNkulunkulu nolwabakurante.
Yeah, labakuranta.
Amen. Mm. Amen. So, my friend, I was still also maybe just trying to share also. Maybe let me add from Isaiah 66:2.
Yes.
The word of God says there, all these things my hand has made.
Mm.
And so all these things came to be, declares the Lord.
Mm.
But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
Mm.
So the Lord looks to the one who is humble.
Yes.
And also the one who is contrite in spirit and who trembles at his word.
Mm-hmm.
Those three. So humility, contrite in spirit, and also trembles at his word.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, my friend.
Let's take a call. Hello there. Hi.
Pastor.
Mfundisi wamina.
Kumambo, Pastor.
Kan mambo mfundisi wamina.
Eh, Pastor, yabona ukuthobeka.
Mm.
Kudala izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Mm.
La kule mizimba yethu.
Mm.
Ekudalwa izwi. Kuba khona mfundisi ukuthi izwi lingakhona ukudala.
Mm.
Uthola ngenxa yokuthi imizimba yethu sibe eHong Kong. Ehona umzimba uba eHong Kong mune zangeke wakhe nomuzi.
Mm.
Angeke kube nonkosikazi futhi.
Mm.
Ngoba umzimba sibe eHong Kong ufuna lo mvelizwe leqala lilungiswe lo mzimba lo.
Mm.
Ukuze kudaleke izinto zikaNkulunkulu kulo mzimba lo.
Yeah.
Eh manje ile yonkinga le inayo uthola ukuthi umuntu uba bishop uba ngumfundisi omkhulu kodwa akathobekanga.
Eish madodhe.
Eish.
Kakhulu abantu bangathoki abafundisi bafuna abafazi abahle abomama abahle.
Mm.
Eh. Uthole ukuthi manje akusale lekhathi sekunabantwana ababili abathathu sokuyahlukana manje.
Mm.
Ngenkinga yakho umoya uthole lo baba akathobekanga lo baba lo.
Yeah.
Noma ibishop uthole le bishop ayithobekanga le bishop le.
Mm.
Ngikunika lezo zinto ke emabandleni umfundisi. Labafundisi abaphethe babandle bathole kanzi manyana kakhulu.
Yeah.
Kani mambo bese?
Kani mambo mfundisi sami nana khensa.
Hallelujah.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Funis Mota, let me bring this to you also. The word says in Matthew 18, verse 4, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is, this is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Humility is the means of bringing divine greatness upon our lives as a reward. What say you, Muruti?
Absolutely, Mfundisi wami. Kunjalo, intobeko nje iyodwa. It's so much important, Mfundisi. There's something about humbleness or humility, which actually gets the attention of the Father. and which makes the father to be so willing and open the soul, you know, to bless you. Unkulunkulu uyawulalela umkhuleko wabathobekileyo, abathobeke ngisho okufana kwengane encane.
Yeah.
Uma sifunda uDaniel chapter 10 verse 12, it says the angel came to Daniel and said, from the very first day when you turn your heart to understanding and you humble yourselves before God, your words were heard and I have come because of your words.
Yes.
In other words, ukuthobeka kwethu mfundisi, it comes deep down from our heart, and when we turn our heart unto the Father, and so showing that we solely depend upon him and we humble ourselves before him, God is able. It is a great encouragement to every believer out there that when we humble ourselves and we seek the understanding of God, and God will actually answer and will definitely answer our prayers, because he hears our prayers. He hears the prayers of those who are humble. In other words, because you will go ngokubrega even unto the Father instead of praying with a humble heart. You will even be bragging unto God. But when you humble yourself before him, God is so keen to listen unto the hearts of the humble. Therefore, the word of God, it says that it brings every reward. It brings a great reward.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2, it says that when pride comes, then shame comes. But with the humble, this is wisdom. You know, when we humble ourselves before God, God gives us his wisdom, not the wisdom of this world. We become so wise. You know, Christ dwells in our heart because Christ is our wisdom. And we need him in everything. And humility, it is a gateway, Mfundisi, of blessings upon blessings in our lives. So therefore, it is so important that in everything that we do, let Yeshua abonakale, bonakale uKristu, athi uJohane makakhule yena nginciphe mina. In other words, noma ngabe kuthiwa how much you have been gifted, whether you are a bishop or you are an apostle, even uNkulunkulu akuphe the gift of healing in your ministry, akathi noma ngabe kuthiwa so abantu baphilile ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze through wena, but makuvele wena, makungaveli ukuthi vele mina I heal, you know, but all the glory and honor that goes to the Father, because when you start to take all the glory, you are even deceiving the people that are following Christ, because they tend to follow you. But kufanele thina senze njani? Sinciphe, sithobeke, sibe nomoya phansi njengamaJuba, ebese uKristu ayabonakala ezimpilweni zethu. And lastly, Mfundisi, when we spoke of the reward, humility also, Mfundisi, brings the length of days. That is according to the Proverbs chapter 22 verse 4, that uNkulunkulu uyasandela even nempilo zokuphila. God brings us, or humility lead us to live a victorious life, a prosperous life, a life with honor, honor that comes from the Father. And people should say, we want the God of this man. Not that we want funa Pastor Ray. You know, but kuvele ubani uKristu in everything that we do.
We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. This is Radio Bullbeat, my man, and we are touching on the issue of humility.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse digolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo, tswela go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
All right, and I'm looking also at this other verse on humility. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Elohim require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your Elohim. To walk humbly with your Elohim. Our walk must be humble with him. Otherwise, we are not walking with him at all. Sipo.
That's very true, Mfundis. And it is true, the Holy Spirit, that he will help us.
Yeah.
He knows the of God in us. Remember, with Paul, where he made miracles, Mfundis, and people started to worship him and make him a God because of his humility that he had. Knowing the one that he served, which is so humble, exaggerated, which even though he was God, but was able to reduce God. So he refused that. Whatever God can do through me, I must not see the glory, I must not be a status figure, I must not able even to take things and glory to myself, blowing own whistle. So when you see that come or deliver you, there is no Christ centered poster in the message that is self centered. It's still the central city. But when you are humble enough, you're able to recognize your opponent. Listen there, as I imitate Christ.
No, ngiyabonga Sipho, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Bengingakuzwa kahle, but I tried, I got the gist of what you are saying. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. I'm keen to hear from you.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Let's listen to Dorothy, my sister.
Sanbonan Babre. Hey. I see a pila humosa, nyakwingelela.
Sawubona.
Ngibingelela ubhuti onaye ujabulane ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Mbulisa ubabusipho, mbulisa nobaba, ngiyanibulisa nje ngegama lomfelo wami uJesu Kristu. Siyabonga itopic humility. Nkulunkulu angathi angasisiza Nkosi yami, ngoba kuba sengathi sesifikile abanye abantu yazini sesibabhekela le like hayi yazini uNkulunkulu asisize babre. So ngibheke lo mfanekiso uKristu akhuluma ngawo.
Yeah.
Walabantu abaye ethempelini beyokhuleka ethempelini. Labofu laba bayi-2 omunye bekumfarisi. Makakhuleka ubala izinto azenzile, ukhuleka ngazo uthi mina baba ngifastile nganikela kodwa lo munye makazibika eNkosi yami uthi mina soni thethelele ububi bami yo ayi uNkulunkulu asize bese izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi lo wayevumizono zakhe uphume angcono kunalesikhathi angena ethempelini so ihumility ihamba indlela ende ihamba indlela ende iyasithobisa isifundisa nemiso zikaNkulunkulu
yeah
so ngathi uNkulunkulu angasiza siyibandla somzimba kaKristu sibe ngabathobikileyo sidleke singeneke kuzothi nalabo ababuthakathaka yazi sibathwale thine sizwayo ukuthi sisemandleni sibathwale singababhekeli phansi singabashiyi lapho lapho bekhona ngoba ngibheki impilo yobusoja amasoja amawasempini alwa isoja eli-1 malimele abalishiyi lapho baliguga bahamba nalo so nathi sengathi singabanjalo uNkulunkulu asize
yeah
asize kakhulu asize kakhulu kakhulu umzimba kaKristu asize ngoba yo ayazini izwi lakhe lingabizeleze izwi likaNkulunkulu yazi liphile kithi
yeah
libonakalise umsebenzi
yeah
ngoba ngeke liphume nje lingawenza ngomsebenzi ngoba liyaphila linamandla siyabonga kakhulu siyakheka ngendlela emangalisayo ngoba ingishithi neroom azange yakhiwe ngelanga eliyi-1 so siyabonga ukuthi amandla wesiphambano usho njalo umpostoli Paul athi awubula kulabo ababhubhayo athi ezweni lakhe kodwa kuthini esindiswayo hayi ukuthi esasindiswa esisindiswayo angamandla so siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi we are being renewed every day we are being transformed every day through his word nokuhlanganyela nesifundisweni zabapostoli siyabonga kakhulu nakuyo lenhlanganyelo siyakhula siyakheka ngendlela emangalisayo uNkulunkulu sengathi ngabusisa amen
amen amen siyabonga kakhulu inkosi ikubusise ngendlela isimanga sisidorothi siyabonga
we are here 24 hours with the message of hope faith and love on 657 am
Good evening. I'm so glad, pastors, that you brought an important topic. This topic is important because even the Lord Jesus himself gave a teaching on this topic in the book of Luke chapter 14 verse 10. He said that whenever you are invited, maybe at a feast or a wedding, you should not go for the highest seats, rather take, you know, the lower seat and wait maybe for people to take you to a place where you belong. So with this in mind, I think it's much better to be not to think highly of ourselves. People should rather honor us and exalt us instead of us, you know, putting ourselves in the highest positions. It should be people that should, you know, exalt us, not ourselves exalting ourselves. I think this should always be in our minds, to be always humble and let others, you know, honor us or put us in positions where they think we belong. This is something the Lord Jesus taught, and I think it's important for us as believers to always stay humble. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Enoch, and the lovely kids in the background. Elohim!
Greetings, Pastor Ray, and the pastors and other pastors. Thank you so much for the topic. Thank you so much for the way that you've read for us, that Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. That is humility at its best. I also remember the book of Samuel, where David came back, and when he came back,
and his warriors, they found that the children, the place, and everyone, the wives, were taken captive. Everything was destroyed. And David and the people that were with David, his warriors, they then turned against David. But I see in the same scripture, the Bible says, David approached the Lord and he inquired from the Lord to say, Lord, can I pursue? For me, Pastor Ray, that's humility. Humility. Only if we can humble ourselves and allow God to raise us up, we know. Kosiyami, pride is bigger pants. Kosiyami, gets kupuge ngamanda nkulunkulu ye humility. Gets bigger pride pants, Pastor Ray. Gets understand what him. Why are we here? Why are we living? What is the purpose of God about our lives? Only if we can understand Uguti, we never created ourselves, but we were created by the Creator. There's someone that created us. There's someone that is in control of us. We are just a clay. There's a potter. My God, there's a potter. Now, if you know Uguti, you were made, you were created, then you're supposed to walk in humility. Humble yourself.
Yeah.
How rich you are, how wealthy you are, how gifted you are. Because it's not really about the gift, it's about the character. As a Christian, the values, the principles. Oh, humility. Thank you so much, family. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Umuzi. Thank you. Bye.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor Muzi. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Godfrey.
Afternoon, Babu Ray, Nabafundi Slapo.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, humility, ihambisana, I opposite yayo, humiliation.
Yeah, man.
Which means now you go humble. If you are not, you do not have the spirit of humility, always talk. That means when you're aggressive and bully, you attack abanye abantu. You cannot have one, both. It's either you are humble, you humble yourself, you have a spirit, say humility, or you humiliate others. We are sure was humble for the fact that he did listen, obeyed the command, the instruction and his mission from the Father. And he carried out it as is, without questioning. That is humbleness, humility. Humility is the action of you listen, you act on what you're being told, not go against it. Because if he wasn't humble, he wouldn't have gone to the cross. Actually, humility, it goes deeper, because you have to even go and do something a difficulty beyond, to die for the rest of the people, for their sins. The sins of the world were upon his shoulders. Can you imagine if he was not humble? Where would the world be with all the sins? If you feel what I mean, was pagamisa, was kukumeza, wa kosh, what mina itamala mu ngunkulu mina uche so. Hey, mina ngwezulwini, mina, hey, nginama powers, ngachincha amawayini ngenzeni. He didn't do all of that.
Yeah.
Ngenkani.
Yeah.
Or ngwenza ukuthi aqhoshe.
Yeah.
But he did that to show ukuthi the one who sent him is more powerful and is able, and nothing is too hard for him. And they wanted to show ama miracle so that people could believe. It was not a show off, as some of us would. So we need to be humble so that this is a paramiswa. Because Matthew 23:12 tells us that if you you put yourself high, you will be abased. But if you humble yourself, you'll be lifted. So we need to adopt the soul spirit. We sing as kukumezi. Isontolami. Sechariami, business lami, I'm a title and all that. Goose paramisanas part guabantu.
angihlale la ngizohlala le hey angiye ngiyodla lapha ake ngiyothinta ina ngiyenzeni hey angeke ngiyoshaya igharafu hey angeke ngiyenzeni mele sibe humble siplende ina everybody sizokhona ukuthembeka kuNkulunkulu kwenzela ukuthi azosibusisa afulfill his purpose on us. Otherwise his purpose won't sit on us if we are not humble. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Ukubona mfundisi uRay namagest akho ke nabalaleli be Radio Pulpit bonke. Isihloko ukuthobeka. A life of humility is a life of serving others.
Yeah.
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be saved, but to save and to give his life a ransom for many. Singafunda ke encwadini ka Matthew 20 verse 28. Namhlanje ke abantu ke abangabaholi bafuna kuyenzelwa, abafuna kwenzela ke abantu. UJesu wayesenzela ke abantu. UJesu ke eseva ke abantu hayi ke yena ke ukuthi aseve ke ngabantu. A life of humility is a life of a repentance. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Singakufunda ke lokho encwadini 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. A life of humility is a life of self-denial. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Singafunda ke ku Luke chapter 9 verse 23. A life of humility is a life of preferring or lifting others above yourself.
Amen.
A life of humility is a life of submitting to fellow believers, submitting to one another in the fear of God. Singafunda ku Ephesians chapter 5 verse 21. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusise ke nonke. Amen.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Shalom, shalom mayahi.
Shalom, 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 shalom akhi. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuza lesi sihloko. Azothatha isikhathi eside.
Yes sir.
Amen.
Kodwa ke ingikhumbuza leli verse elithi the first man stumble is arrogance. And then izokuthi the first man's fall it's pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pride indlunyana ngoba
ithi kakhulu.
Ithi uyawa manje, uthi uyaphansi.
Yeah.
Ungaqapheli.
Yes.
Inkhumbuza isikhathi la uYeshua ekhuluma khona nabalandeli bakhe bejabulile bethi hey, we have done miracles. Hey, sisebenzile. What hayi ningajabuleni ukuthi nizihlola. Jabulelani ukuthi amagameni abhaliwe.
Hallelujah.
So he was trying to show them ukuthi there's danger ekupheni lijabulele ukwenza izinto okungezami yabona ukudlula lokho okubalekile okuzithoba nokungilalela.
Yeah.
So it's easy ukuthi singalahleka and it's easy ukuthi singenza izinto sithi siyayenza kanti hawu sokugcwele i-pride. Inkhumbuzo yomfundisi wena Pastor Ray engathi ngilingela ngimema wabuza ukuthi ngabe bandleni abantu bangakhi. yena uqala ukushumayela from 1000 kuyaphezulu.
1000 kuyaphezulu. Hey madod.
Yeah.
Yo.
Ah no, uyabona into nyalo ezidlala.
Ngala.
Kodwa enye into engicaphele wena mfundisi wami ukuthi uabaya usithanda ngendlela ethusayo to such an extent. Somehow uma iPride nyalo icala ukuthi inyuka uyakhona ukuthi athambule asilethe phansi.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, there many ways angakhole ukwenza. Singenze example le yaka Nebuchadnezzar. Wathi nake befike ezibone phezulu. Wakhona kumhambula. Uthando lumangazayo wabona abayama kaseke kuhambula ekuletha phansi. Iyazi ukuthi yakuthanda. Ufuna ukuthi ubone ukuthi it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about him.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom.
Tuda, tuda raba, tuda. Siyabonga kakhulu. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Maybe one more we can take. I'm trying by all means to play all the voice notes. Mlungi Simbonan says, above all, to fine-tune our humility and every fruit of the Spirit, we need to be grounded in love as the bond of perfecting the fruits of the Spirit. Because we might have humility or meekness without God's love, then it is in vain. I wonder if you can have that. You can't have that without Christ. It will be fake. You can't have that without Christ.
It's only by Christ.
Yeah. Right, and here's another one. Another angle of humility, that's the very same person, Bonani Mlungisi. Another angle of humility is when God has elevated us to be in leadership of the church, but as long as you still have your mother and your father, you're still a child to them. In terms of humility, meaning you still have to respect them. Absolutely.
Amen.
Piri and Nyoni Projects, thank you so much for the panel for such an important topic, humility, which can be regarded as one of the most important characters to be manifested by a Christian. Humbleness, humility is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. You cannot be humble without the Holy Spirit teaching you and enforcing you to take the old self-pride and wear the new Christ-like, who resembles Christ's humility, humble character. Shalom. Calvin Piri from Men of Hope. Thank Amen. You so much.
Let's hope he's coming on the 7th of April.
I didn't say anything. Bishop Okulumile. Mina locha basang sisho lutho. Usho Bishop. Okay. Pirinyoni Project says, thank you so much for such an important topic. Humility can be regarded as one of the most... Okay, I think I've read that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Isis Fundesonke. All right, let's take this one. Kirumeng Matari, the last one.
Shalom, Mayachi.
Mayachi.
Shalom. Tabela Sishosa, how to begin how.
Hallelujah.
After a long time, Mayachi.
It's been a while.
Makolose chapter 3, verse 12 and 13. You know, Le Bakhalate 5:22-23:24. Fine, but that do the verse 12 Iri. Therefore, as chosen ones of Elohim, set apart and beloved, put on compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, patient, 13, bearing with one another, and forgiving each other. If anyone has complained against other, indeed, as Messiah forgive you, so also should you, hallelujah. But kula verse 12, my achi, ki rata mona moiring, put on compassion. Kutala bushoko.
Yeah.
Compassion. Kindness. Humbleness.
Yeah.
Of mine. Hey, the kelelo tsa rona, they are not humble. At all. Kelelo tsa rona, they are not humble. Meekness, harina yona, patient, we don't have. So may Abba ya abele rona rukwele bohloko. As Yeshua, he died for us. Shalom.
Tuda. So many. Godfrey, I'm going to speed play this.
Hey, message again. Babu Ray, humility. Asishieni amapura-pura esontweni. Asishie izimpahla zezambatho emakhaya esontweni. Asishie ama-title wethu obu-doctor, obu-professor, obu-engineer emsebenzini. Sibe humble. Siblende nabantu. Itayikile akuyithathe na ungena egeyidini emsebenzini na uphuma ishiye.
Yeah.
Ubukholwa bakho ubu ngempahla ubushiye esontweni na uphuma ubu na ubuhenge lapho udrophi na ungena ubugqoke.
Mm.
Ublende nabantu ube humble ube umuntu nawe.
Mm. Kanti kuphi ndoda? Ngathi sewujemile nje. Hayi Jamil, it's running.
I can see it, yeah.
Hayi kusho ukuthi bekaqedelela khona lapha ya. Hayi ngempela, ngempela, ngempela. Well, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Humility is key. And the father, we need to approach him with contrition to look into all those areas, and those members of our very being are trying to exalt themselves above the knowledge of the Messiah.
Mm.
To bring those members in us into subjection. And this should be a prayer of contrition, that we check ourselves each and every time. Mm. And may the Father help us even abundantly. What do you say finally, Jabu?
My friend, it's been a great, you know, time to fellowship and to hear from the Lord himself.
Amen.
And also, what a fellowship also with the listeners. Maybe it's because I'm live in studio. We'll never know.
Mina, I should say, I thought you were going live on Facebook.
Yes, I did, you know, for a while. Did. Just okay. A little bit, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, just in closure, I'll just maybe encourage every listener that humility is one of the most important virtues for a believer.
Yeah.
As I said at first, that it identifies us or it separates us from the rest.
Mm.
When you are humble, you know, you are known that indeed you are the child of God. You
yes.
Know?
Yes.
So in James 4:10, the word of God says, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you.
Mm-hmm.
So let us be the people who wait for the Lord to be the one that exalts us,
yeah.
That lifts us up, you know. But let us not lift ourselves up and be humbled, because it's a shameful thing, you know,
yeah.
When now you've exalted yourself and you are abased.
Mm.
So let us wait for the Lord to be the one that really picks us up and exalts us as per his word. Thank
Amen.
You, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate. Next week, we are talking about joy. We are talking about joy. I touched on it today by default. But next week, we are getting into detail of it. Mfundisi Mota, take your minute, sir. What say you finally?
I agree, Sibonga Kakhulu. What a powerful topic indeed, and a great time to be together once again. Nkulunkulu Mthanda othobekileyo, nenhliziyo nozinikela enkosini ngaso sonke isikhathi, enomandisela umusa empilweni yakhe neyinsuku zakhe zokuphila ziyanda. So smart to be able to live a life of humility. We need to abide in our Lord Yahushua at all times, you know, and we shall be able to live in Bilo etobekileyo, and we will learn from him. He said, learn from me, for I am lowly. In our daily life, we should seek to learn from Christ himself. Remember, we are the ambassadors of Christ. So Nati, we need to have that kind of attitude,
okay.
Knowing that we don't live for ourselves, but we live for Christ. Thank Amen. You, Fundis.
Thank you so much. Sipo, ekqineni mfowam.
Fundis, we thank God and give God all the glory that is due unto him. We cannot steal his glory. That's one of the highest quality of humility, that we didn't do anything. God has used us as his vessels. We are not providing salvation for others, but Christ himself. And that shows that if we embrace his mind, definitely we will be pleasing to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Eish, thank you so much, Jablan Dominic, my friend, always.
My friend, thank you very much. This is really a great experience. It looks like I'm going to be driving all the way.
Yeah,
every time.
Yeah, from Joburg. And if you're around, please Aish, pop in.
No, thanks very much. I really appreciate my friend.
I mean, you and I have to do this. One
Amen.
Day I'll have to give over to you.
Amen, my friend.
That's how
Amen.
The Father has really placed it.
Amen.
It's
going to
be like that.
Amen. I'm learning.
And of course, Sipo, Siabong. How is Sipo Seganya Malele?
How are
May the Father bless you in a mighty way.
Amen.
You're
at
657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
We say unto him, we love him, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us into all truth. Thank you so much. And may the Father bless you even abundantly till next time. Shalom.
657 AM. Streams of blessings.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.